This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Coming up in about an hour, we will play Hill Notes back, so you can leave one of those at any moment on the Odyssey app. You will see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Just click on that and talk to your heart's content, and we'll play the best Hill Notes that you have left over the weekend and this morning coming up at 9:20. Wiggy, some in the Twitch chat calling you fraudulent.
Uh-oh.
Like your guy X-Bear says, with regard to Friday and the last-minute flex of the show, there is 0% chance that that is what took place on Friday, according to X-Bear.
Damn.
And according to John in the car, Wiggy definitely lies all the time. I mean, those are serious claims that are being made about your integrity.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Actually, he got me. Well, you know where I really was Friday.
Where were you Friday?
I had a tryout with the Patriots.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. I thought maybe a job interview.
Is that more believable?
I thought maybe you had a last-minute job interview or something like that, and maybe you were going to go back to coaching. I had no idea.
I mean, what would they come up with? Because if I was going to lie, I probably wouldn't use my daughter to lie on it.
Right? I don't think you would, no. Yeah, I wouldn't. It's pretty easily traceable. I mean, your daughter decided to have a wedding ceremony.
Yeah. If I was going to, you know, it would be something else like that. I knew nobody could trace.
Hi, good morning, X-Bear. What are you watching? Oh, I'm watching the people that I think lie all the time.
I would come up with a better lie than
thing
that.
To do.
But you'd like to say you're sick.
X-Bear is a big conspiracy theorist. Knows a lot about.
No, I wouldn't say I was sick because I've battled through injury on the show
true.
Before.
Oh,
good morning, John. What are you up to? Oh, I am madly texting into a chat room for 4 hours to a show I despise.
No, I don't mind it. I like it. I like, you know what I'd like to hear from the ones that think I'm lying?
Yeah.
Is give me what they believe I was doing.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to hear. Mm. So like X-Bear and who's the other guy?
John in the car.
Yeah. Twitching. What do you think I was really doing then?
Yeah.
And I already texted Takeda this morning, and I said, congratulations, beautiful. She said, thank you so much. So she is...
She's in on the line.
I make sure I let everybody know. Please let me know what you think I was doing on Friday.
Yeah, it was just weird that you didn't say anything in the weeks leading up to the road show.
I did say something to Ken.
No.
But what about Ken your friends?
Ken says you didn't say anything.
Ken
And
knows
you didn't say anything to us. Like, we were in here on basically the day we were leaving.
Right.
And we were looking at the Hotel Beauport online, and Courtney was saying, what a beautiful place. And you said, how do you spell it?
Yeah.
And then I saw you when I was leaving. I said, what time are you heading up there? And he
said,
I'm not going. Yeah. Ken knows about it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to
say anything to you guys because then I didn't want it accidentally to slip out or something and then it'd be a whole, you know, well, what's going on, blah, blah, blah.
So that we would have accidentally said something about the impending nuptials. And that would have been a problem.
Or maybe I would have said something.
Okay.
So I was just like, I told Ken, you know, a few weeks before that just to give him a heads up so he'd know. And I told him, you know, just, you know, keep that between you and I. And then I knew, like, I'd let y'all know the day of because I don't, you know. Sometimes you might say something. You're like, oh, damn, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, I just was shocked.
Will you be accepting the jet ski ride to the dive on Thursday that you've been offered?
Yeah, I got no issues with that. We're staying at, where's the hotel?
It's on the water.
It's on the water, yeah. So
no problem with that.
I believe Chinese food Donnie said he would take you over there on a jet ski.
Just tell me what. I mean, I got to get on some watercraft anyways.
Right.
Chinese kid.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get, if we could, to the rest of the news this morning.
Karen Reed and Alan Jackson inked a deal for a screen adaptation of her murder case. So LBI Productions is partnering with Reed and Jackson. They promise details of the Reed story not yet disclosed to the public.
How much?
No price listed anywhere. The producers are also saying that CAA is representing the film and TV rights. CAA is huge. Yeah. Like, that's a big deal.
Who is going to play Karen Reed, would you guess? We talked about this a long time ago.
You had a really good one.
Didn't you say?
Diane Lane.
Yes.
I thought maybe ought to play her.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, that would be a good one. Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Maybe Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
Well, LaDainian Tomlinson just did a docuseries. He got $11 million.
Oh, I thought you said he was going to play Jackson.
No. So I bet you she's probably getting she better be getting a nice piece of change with all the money she's going to have to owe.
Who would you have play Judge Bev?
Ooh.
I'd have to look at Judge Bev.
Maybe like...
Did you see she was at Logan the other day?
I did, yeah.
I feel like Elizabeth Shue would be a better Judge Bev. I'm just looking at a picture.
What about like Meryl Streep?
Generous. A Meryl Streep. Oh, yeah. Maybe Meryl Streep.
Maybe a Jodie Foster. Throw a wig on Jodie Foster.
There are also reports that plans are underway for a book project with Reed and Jackson. So that's being shopped around right now. Also, the next big trial that I have coming up is the Idaho 4 that starts in August. And if you are also interested in the Idaho 4, great book on tape that's free on Spotify right now. It's called When the Night Comes Falling. Casey Smith, who used to work here in Boston, now is with Barstool. She reached out to me and she's like, you got to listen. It's really, really well done.
Really?
When the Night Comes Falling. Yes.
Okay. There's good insight in the book.
Like, yes. Okay, really? Yeah. Some stuff that I had not heard about, a lot about Brian Koberger's upbringing and his cross country road trip with his dad.
Yeah. Are you going to spend as much time with that trial as you did with both Karen Reed trials?
Definitely.
Like every day. You'll be tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
Yes.
Keep
and
us posted.
There will be a time difference, so I believe that the trial will start once we are off air.
Excellent.
19 beaches around the area closed yesterday and remain closed today due to bacteria levels. This happened last summer as well, if I remember correctly. If one of the beaches that is on the list is one of yours, officials say do not swim or enter the water at the location to avoid risk of illness. I don't know how this happens all the time.
I think the heat causes, like the excessive heat that we had the week before, I think that causes it.
Oh. Okay. So, that makes sense.
Okay.
And also, lots of jellyfish in the region. Be careful out there.
Really? Something's up in the water.
There is something up.
Yeah.
We saw
the jellyfish yesterday. He was walking around the North End. My wife was shocked to see all the jellyfish. Cause I just tell her the stories.
Where did you see them in the North End?
Right, you know where the Prince Park is, right there. You walk on the little pier. You see all the jellyfish right there.
Oh. Something is up in the ocean right now. Oh,
she was shocked because I was like, "Yeah, we used to throw them at each other when we swam in the harbor as kids," and she was shocked to see so many of them.
Yeah. If you missed Curtis's lead this morning, Malik Beasley is facing a possible arrest as he's under investigation for gambling allegations. The federal investigation into Beasley began after a major U.S. sports book flagged irregular betting patterns tied to his performance during the 2023-24 season when he was playing with the Bucks. The most notable occurred during a game against the Portland Trail Blazers when there was a sudden surge bet on Beasley's recording fewer than 2.5 rebounds. Causes significant shift in odds. Shime is right that the 2.5 he hit the over and a lot of people were betting the under, but
yeah, but can't you bet the swing on that or whatever?
But then wouldn't the bet that's being flagged be that one big bet that came on the over after the odds changed?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how,
like, I guess that's just where I'm confused, and I'm not saying that Curtis is wrong or that I'm right or whatever. I'm just confused as to what the actual exact allegation is, because that one example that they give
don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So my question would be, and maybe we can get some of the call in if you're an expert in law. Why do we find out about Malik Beasley before they're actually charging him? Like, is this a way to pressure him to cooperate?
Because I don't know.
It seems odd that you would release this information. Obviously, it's going to be a national story.
Yeah.
And you're not charging him. It just means you're investigating him.
And it really seems like when it comes to these types of allegations, it's just been NBA players, really, other than, you know, what happened with Shohei, I guess.
That was a big one.
Yeah, but that wasn't him, Curtis. That was right. his translator.
Right, lost in translation.
Guy was gambling. He was rogue gambling with his own money.
Yeah, Shohei had no idea that millions of dollars were escaping his bank account.
And yet this is now the third time.
The notification comes from the Bank of America. He doesn't look at it. No. Do you ever look at your push notifications, Curtis?
Always. No.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I'm sure the money management that Shohei had didn't notice it either.
And just so we're clear, because Shyam always says legalized, we find out about things. California, not legal. We found out about that without it being the legal.
Yeah, it was a massive gambling ring.
Wasn't it Calvin Ridley in the NFL, though? So it happened to an NFL player.
Well, no, so he wasn't betting on NFL games, though. That's he got punished for betting within the facility or something like that.
Right, but I was just, Greg was asking, was it other sports with guys in betting?
Yeah. And Gerard Mayo had the under for wins for the Patriots.
But this is now, the third time in the last 2 years that an NBA player has more or less been found out? Because it was Jontae Porter, then there was the Terry Rozier thing, and now there's this Malik Beasley thing, which I still don't exactly understand.
What about Jennifer Coolidge? As Judge Bev.
Ooh. But it's not going to be a comedy. Uh-huh. And Jennifer Coolidge is a comedian.
Right. But wasn't she great in like White Lotus or something?
But she was funny in White Lotus.
I can't think of Stifler's mom as Judge Bev.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Dickie Lovelady, whose real name is Richard, but he prefers Dickie, was brought up briefly by the Mets and sent back down. He was then offered a deal of $250,000 by porn site Cam Soda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's going to need that, as the Mets just signed him yesterday to a one-year deal. So it seems like his money will be fine. Okay. But Cam Soda VP Darren Parker released a statement pleading with Lovelady to join them.
Yeah.
He said, "You've made a name for yourself in high-stakes situations, and we believe that same confidence and control could be a hit with our audience. Huh. Whether you're coming in for the save or just keeping things loose in the bullpen, we think you've got the charisma to command the spotlight. Yeah. We'll take care of the tech, the fans, and the lights. You just bring the Lovelady presence that's already turning heads."
Excellent. Well, we talked about him briefly, I think, last week. The man, I like it. The man, his name is Richard, but he insists on everybody calling him Dickie Lovelady. So why not?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pursue that career. Yes. Who knows?
And let's end with Gen Z, because 41% of Gen Zers are using AI to end their relationships. So women are slightly more likely than men to let the machine figure out how to end a relationship. They're taking to AI, and an example is posted online recently saying, "Write me a message to break up with my boyfriend."
So wait a minute. This is almost half of Gen Z.
Yeah.
They're not doing the work themselves. They're not. This is like the most traumatic of life decisions, breaking up with somebody.
Right.
And they don't have the common decency to get together with the person and to create their own words from the heart when it comes to why they're breaking up. They're letting the artificial intelligence do all the work for them.
Well, AI's being respectful. The response to this one person said, "Here's a respectful, clear breakup message you can send by text or say over the phone. It's honest but kind." And it reads, "Hey," insert name here, "I've been doing a lot of thinking and I need to be honest with you. I don't think I can keep being in this relationship. This isn't easy to say and it's not something I take lightly, but I've realized that this just isn't right for me anymore. You've been important to me and I truly care about you, but I think it's best we go our separate ways. I hope you understand and I really do wish you the best."
Isn't the person that you're breaking up with going to know that ChatGPT wrote the thing for you?
No.
Yes,
probably,
they are.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
This has been, also, this is like not new. This has been going on forever. I have a friend who years ago used Google to try to find ways to break up with a very long-term live-in girlfriend.
House long to live with girlfriend.
Yes, but had Googled like how to break up with long-term girlfriend who I live with. She was on the iPad. Saw the Google search.
Okay.
And so she broke up with him.
Right. Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
But he was probably happy about
that. Yes, it worked out.
Maybe
well
Google said leave the search up and that's how she'll break up with you.
Maybe.
Win-win.
But it is interesting, though, if you know the person, where if you do talk to them and break up with them, it might take you 5 days to do it and it be a back and forth, where if you could put something together.
It's called interhuman relations. It's called having some respect for somebody. Like, have the decency to break up with them in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know
if
what
you've
could,
been with them for a long time.
Of course.
Time.
But
like,
you know
and what, don't text. Like, texting somebody to break up with them is atrocious.
But if you know what comes with that person is a meltdown, is a back and forth, it could lead to an argument, it could lead to other things, and this is
Yeah, sounds like all of my breakups. Like, that's just life.
But this is a safe way to do it without having all that other stuff that you know could potentially come with it. And maybe them even backing you into a corner and you not breaking up.
But I think it's best we go our separate ways.
Courtney, what was the worst breakup that you were a part of? The one that still makes you shudder.
Yeah, no, probably.
Tread lightly, Courtney.
No,
Santo's listening.
No, he knows. Probably the boy who a girl sent me a Snapchat in his bed from his phone.
Not great.
Oh, boy.
That was really the end.
Yeah.
See?
Did you speak in person?
What?
Did you speak to that person in person?
Oh, we had words in person quite a bit.
See, Courtney?
I mean, what an awful thing for the girl to do. Also.
I don't like the floppiness. No, she's insane.
Jesus. What is she doing now?
Married with a child.
Oh, boy.
But not to him.
Thank God.
Not to him.
But yeah, no. Because she had sent me a message. I've said this story before, saying that, like, you know, I know you're seeing so-and-so, and, you know, I was with him last weekend and blah, blah, blah. And then I have a big L on my forehead because I stayed with him. And then just 2 weeks later, I was up with the flu all night and received a Snapchat from him at 2 a.m. And I opened it, and it was a kissy face, her, with him naked in bed next to her.
But
He was asleep.
He was asleep.
Yes, he was asleep.
We call that the Edelman.
Yes.
When that's done.
Correct.
While you're sleeping.
And my biggest regret was not screenshotting it, because it is something that my friends and I talk about quite a bit. She did her due diligence. She blocked my number from his phone. I had to DM him on Twitter and say, Jesus. Can you call me?
He was your boyfriend.
After she did that, that's evil.
Yeah, because
so
I was
she
like,
she sent the Snapchat and then blocked you from the phone, so you had no way of reaching out to him.
Correct. And so one of my other friends, I'm like, can you call so-and-so and see if it goes through for you? Maybe his phone's dead. She calls, no issue. So then I had to DM him on Twitter and say, hey, call me. And he said, why are you DMing me? I said, you blocked my number. He said, I don't even know how to do that. I said, well, I'm sure so-and-so does. He called me pretty quickly.
Well, that's the news.
That's the news.
Thank you.
That's good therapy to really talk about it.
Yeah,
get it out.
It is. It's good. Mm-hmm. You're better off.
Oh, yeah.
You would have never found the love of your life.
Correct.
If that had not
he also
happened.
Does not like me telling this story.
Yeah, because you should say no breakup matters.
The person
because,
doesn't like you?
Oh.
No, doesn't like that I've told this story.
Well, the person is an everyday listener of the show.
I don't think every day, but.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, maybe. Okay.
I see him in my building all the time.
That's okay.
Oh, so you know him. Oh, damn.
All right, let's get to
is it Vobes?
Yes, it is Vobes. It is Vobes.
Let's get to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox dropped their last one with the Blue Jays, losing that series 2-1. Final score yesterday at Fenway 5-3. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up four runs on four hits while striking out three. Alex Cora talked about not being able to produce runs on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, you have to cash in. Obviously, Willie got a middle sinker 2-0 that he missed it. You know, Sinan kind of hit the ball hard to third base. We had a chances. You know, the line was actually moving today. I thought the quality of the bats were good. We just didn't cash in.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. The Sox now have the Reds in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Big news for the Fenway Park workers and MGM Fenway workers over the weekend as they signed up for strike benefits and picket duties as they prepare for a strike that could come at any time. The Bruins had a weekend. Morgan Geekie inked a 6-year, $33 million contract with the Bees yesterday, just 2 days before he was set to enter free agency. The team also drafted James Hagan from Boston College with the number 7 overall pick. Over to the NBA, LeBron James has opted in for a $52.6 million player option with the Lakers. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Cherries are bursting with flavor. And now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, get Northwest cherries for only $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 bags per customer. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Oftentimes, when there is some kind of a workplace job action, Curtis, the management steps up and gets out there and does the work for those employees who are on strike. Will we see that at Fenway Park?
I am sure.
Okay, so we'll see Sam Kennedy out there slinging glizzies and Craig Breslow out there serving
hot dogs
beers.
Here! Get your hot dogs!
Okay,
Greg,
excellent.
If the New England Patriots were having this exact situation with their vendors, do you think it'd be in the Globe?
Yeah, I would think it is.
I mean, the editorial page is totally barren. I don't know what happened.
All right, coming up, we're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20 on today's show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Show. Alex Bregman with Tom Caron over the weekend and wants to be back fighting for this team as soon as possible. So they lose another series, the Red Sox. This one in the division. And so I guess you would love to have Alex Bregman back, but is it worth it? not rushing him back, I don't think is worth it. Certainly.
Right. No. I don't think he makes a difference. You know what I mean? Well,
he's got to make a difference. I was surprised. We had a phone call on Friday and then over the weekend, surprised by how many people are upset with Bregman for not being back.
Well, to be fair, it was the same guy both times.
It's also a guy in the text line this morning, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I guarantee you, if he was able to, he would be playing. There are many things you can question a lot of people about, but Bregman's been in the Major League since 2016. I don't think there's a single story of him dogging it or milking an injury. And he would be actually selfishly helping himself because he could come back and add to the potential ask when he opts out at the conclusion
right.
of the year.
That's the only thing he's playing for now. He's playing for to get back and to statistically put up good numbers so he can opt out at the end of the year and get a new contract. That's the only thing he is playing for, because when you look at the team, with him back, they're still not going to be very good. You know, he'll add a little bit to it, but it's like when we talked about with Devers. If Devers was still on this team, it wouldn't make a difference. They'd still be right exactly where they are.
Do you think he wants out of here, or do you think that he looks ahead and says, this is a spot I want to be, and, you know, they're...
It's a great question.
Well, isn't his wife doing some kind of program at a hospital in the city on top of him liking Alex Cora and then paying him $40 million a year? I mean... Like, I don't necessarily believe he wants to leave. He would leave for more money, but I don't think he necessarily wants to leave.
He's not bound here. If Boris is your agent, you're just a mercenary. You'll go anywhere.
Yeah, you go to the highest bidder.
Right. And also, who's to say Cora's here next year?
Right.
Which
was one of my other leads this morning, where it was, is his name now back on the table for being fired by the trade deadline? Are we talking about potentially the
Well, you just gave the guy a new deal last season, so
you gave Devers $300 million 2 years ago. So when you look at this team,
right.
Yeah, but you were able to offload Devers and don't have to pay him for Alex Cora. If you fire him, you have to still pay him to do nothing.
Right, but I guess in the world of baseball, what was his contract? $21 million.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that
three years, $7 million a year.
So what's that in the world of baseball? When you start to look and you ask the question, is the guys in that clubhouse, are they buying into the message that he is giving them, or is it time for them in the clubhouse to get a new voice? And this is just my opinion. if I was Craig Breslow, I would want to bring in my own guy.
Yeah, and the other thing with Cora, unlike Devers, is there's no luxury tax on what you pay your coaching staff. So they if they ate that money, it doesn't impact their right. CBT or whatever.
But if
else.
You fire Alex Cora, Texter is pointing this out right now, then you can absolutely say goodbye to Bregman. Like, I mean, I would assume.
I think that they would be a package deal,
that
yeah.
That he opts out.
What if you sign Bregman in the next couple weeks to right. an extension, and then you're covered either way?
Right. Or if you fire Cora and you say, Bregman, here, we're going to give you the most money that you're more money than you're going to get on the open market.
Right.
Because Bregman was a little bit disappointed in the contract that he got from the Red Sox or where his contract was at, because he wanted a longer term deal and he only ended up getting a 3-year deal. So I think he probably looks at it and goes, okay, if the Red Sox are willing to give me a 6-year deal, I think he's what, 31 or 32 years old?
I just don't understand why he would sign something longer. After the first go-around, he signed after a 1-year opt-out. Like, the fact that it was so player-friendly in the beginning made me believe that he did not want to be here for that long.
I don't think he counted on getting hurt, so I think that, that probably
But I think he counted on Alex Cora being here for the entirety.
Yeah, but I think that changes their perspective on it.
Well, like, he wanted $200 million.
Right.
So that's why he probably signed the 1-year player option.
It actually makes sense for all parties to do something now. He's nervous. He's going to opt out. He wants to get more money guaranteed. The organization is sitting there looking like morons with Devers playing elsewhere before you even have Bregman in a rehab assignment. You say, let's come together, 4-year, 160, fully guaranteed, whatever, something like that. And then everybody's happy, and Cora or no Cora, Bregman's here.
Yeah, that's what you, because he wanted a, you know, $200 million deal, but wasn't able to get that. I forget what Houston initially offered him back when, you know, back when he was a available free agent.
2 trash cans.
So with Bregman, I think that...
Oh, that would be great if the Astros had trash can nachos inside the park.
They'd have to get Guy Fieri to sign off on that, right? Isn't that his trademark there?
Well, can we get a single baseball season in the summer? Is that too much to ask when you're charging the highest ticket prices in baseball? Right now in Boston sports, we start talking the draft in October, and we start planning the offseason before July. God, does it suck.
Not this year. You ain't getting no baseball in the summer.
It was Thursday of last week in which Craig Breslow said to us that he and they still believe in this team. And this team is, they believe it's a playoff team.
Yeah.
Okay, what else are they going to say? Honestly.
So, I mean, is he going to say that same thing when he joins us this week? Are they going to say that same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to throw in the towel.
Right. You just plug in Breslow and he just regurgitates. He's not a human being.
Yeah, I think in order for them
How can you believe in this team at this point? You can't even win a series.
Yeah, but they can't tell you that. They can't tell you they're giving up.
Right. You would absolutely destroy any coach or GM that basically said, oh, yeah, we're giving up. Like, if anybody came out and said that, you would destroy them. So
Even the Rockies manager at one point said, don't let us get hot.
Oh, he has a point.
And the thing about the thing about where they are right now is, and I don't believe that they feel like they believe that they can do it, but they're still close enough where if they hit another little, you know, streak that they hit, you know, a few weeks ago, they'll be right back in the mix of a wild card spot. So they're not, until they get like 8 or 9.
They have, when it comes to starting pitching, they have 1.
Right.
I mean, Giolito has looked pretty good his last couple starts.
Bales looked good. When you look at Bales' stats, go back and look at his stats. He's given you like 6 innings. And he's looked good when he's been able to take them out. They're in a position, and this is the I guess it's the crappy thing about it, is that the rest of the AL is not very good. So all you need to do is go
on. So how bad are you that you're in this position in that American League? If the rest of the league sucks, then why are you this bad?
Curtis, I agree with you. But the problem is if they win 2 or 3 series in a row, now they're right back in as the third wild card spot.
They just can't hit. If they get hot with the bats at all, they're going to catch right back up to the in the wild card race.
But like, honestly, right now, it actually makes more sense to sell. Like, you're not having it. You already got rid of Devers. Chapman could get you back a haul. Like,
God.
I'm serious. I really do think that.
I mean, it sounds like if they are going to, it's going to be Jaren Duran who goes. Don't you think?
Oh, I can't lose him.
Yeah. That would be.
Maybe they should have a Duran play at MGM.
That'd be what?
I mean, why would you get rid of yet another guy who's producing for
you? Because that's who you're going to get the
value. He's not necessarily.
Yeah, he's not producing, though, this year. It's like, you know, he's going to get you a lot back.
And he can't run the bases.
Yeah, I mean, it was that 13-game stretch where they swept the Yankees. They took two or three from them. They took two or three from Tampa Bay. Like, that stretch, if they have another one, and it don't even have to be 13 games of a stretch. If they have another, you know, 6-7 game stretch where they can go, I don't know, let's call it 5-2, it puts them right back in the mix of the wild card, and they probably feel like, well, as long as we stay within striking distance, and like Shime said, the bats get hot, hey, we're in the mix.
And Bradfoe keeps like trying to drive home the point of like the Mariners, was it last year or 2 years ago, traded for Carlos Santana right around the same point the Red Sox are at, where they're just below 500, and then they ripped off a ton of wins in the second half of the season, and like the same thing could happen for the Red Sox.
And I came to this understanding with Ken on Saturday, and we all were trying to figure out how could you possibly trade Devers the night that the season felt like it was back on Father's Day, where you sweep the Yankees, you're on a roll, Fenway's, you know, lit, everybody's having a great, beautiful afternoon. And it was just, that was the moment that the Giants owners acquiesced and agreed to take on the full deal. The part of the season is not relevant to John Henry, Sam Kennedy, the whole Red Sox brass. Like, it's just, we need, whatever happened in Kansas City was a point of no return. John Henry said, I am not paying him to play for anyone else. You are finding a taker. He's gone. He is insubordinate. He's all these things.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
So that's why it just happened. There wasn't some plan to force him into a cab or, like, why would they get him off the plane? That happened because the Giants said, okay, we'll take him.
But I think it's best we go our separate ways.
That's what they said.
But wait till you see how electric it is over there tomorrow night, because it is Christmas in July with the Hallmark stars.
Did you see that? Like, is there anybody there?
It's Christmas in July with all of the Hallmark Christmas movie stars.
Wouldn't you do that on July 25th? Just a question.
In the middle of the absolute debacle, this was on Friday, 1:09, email in my inbox. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Fenway. Meanwhile, they are a dumpster fire. They are literally burning up. Well, they Red need Sox ticket office. Christmas in July, Fenway Park. With the stars of your favorite Hallmark movies.
Huh? Is Lacey Chabert going to be there? Is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
Brunette. Ooh, Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
probably
a different one.
That would be a big one. That would be a big get.
How is it possible that she is in every Christmas film on the Hallmark Channel?
That's become her thing.
Like, well, her father's the inventor of the
She's
toaster strudel.
Every movie.
Yeah. She crushes.
I get she crushes, but it kills the plot. It's the same. She's in every single one.
Yeah, you got to kind of.
Well, that's what those channels
do. Just forget about the last one you watched.
How many times can one person move to a new town and find love just in time for Christmas?
Or like, fall in love with a snowman?
I mean, how many times?
Well, that was Shime golfing with Greg.
Yeah. Well, Curtis, Hallmark night's going to be great, but it's really the warm-up to Bravo night, which is August 1st at Fenway.
I have to say, though, what's more predictable, the Hallmark movies or the Red Sox season burning up before July? Every single year.
All right. We're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20, and this is Eddie in the car. Hey, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys. How are you? You know, a couple of weeks ago, you guys talked about having more confidence in Alex Cora. I think it was, I forget who it was, maybe it was Curtis. Then you're doing the guy running the team, but you know Alex Cora. Other than when he was cheating, what has he done? There's no reason for this guy to be the face of the Red Sox and the coach of the Red Sox, manager of the Red Sox moving forward. He's not done anything here.
2021 Red Sox, Eddie, was a pretty good year for Alex Cora, but other than that, you're right.
That was a long time ago.
Right.
And that's the thing about, and we always have this conversation, is any other manager or head coach that had done, had that has been doing what Cora has been doing for these past, what has it been, 3 or 4 years, would have been fired. So, but it's the relationship that he has with John Henry and Sam Kennedy that allows him to still be holding on by a thread. But Breslow's got to be at a point where, just like with Breslow in the front office, people that didn't buy in must be thinking like, all right, we might need a new manager, and maybe he's fighting with ownership because they're like, well, Cora's our guy. Mm. And Breslow's like, but he's not able to do anything.
But if both were a free agent tomorrow, who gets a job first in their current position, Cora or Breslow?
Cora.
I don't know. I mean, we say it's that about Cora. You say that about Cora.
Breslow was the 11th choice here.
I don't dispute that. But what has Cora done that over these past 3-4 years?
Well, he got Curtis brought up. He got you to the ALCS in 21.
All right.
Yeah, but that was before I was even on this show.
Right.
That's how long ago it was.
Right. So what, you know, and Breslow, maybe some, you know, ownership group might look and go, okay, we like what he's done. You know, look who he's able to sign. This guy, extend that guy. Look what he's done with the, who the hell knows? But I guess I feel like it's one of those things when you start to look at Cora as a manager, he hasn't done anything in 3 years. And I believe he probably would get hired before Breslow, but I don't, like, what was it last year when there was some of you guys in it talking about, like, he's the best manager in baseball?
Yeah, true.
Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of people who felt that way. All right.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We'll be right back. Well, around the NHL, Don Sweeney and the Bruins getting pretty good grades when it comes to the NHL draft this weekend. And they have extended Morgan Geeky 6 years and $33 million, and you can talk about both of those things all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe, coming up in about an hour at 10. Let's, if we could, Chime, open up the window world of Boston WEEI weather window for Curtis. All right, Curtis, big week, holiday week, 4th of July, lots of people traveling. Fireworks and barbecues and beach days. What are we looking at?
Yeah, well, I'm heading to Los Angeles on Thursday because no better place to be right now than that part of the country. So 75 degrees here in the lovely city of Boston. It feels like 81. Afternoon high, Greg, 87. Let's go to Providence, which is in Rhode Island, otherwise known as the Ocean State. Neither a road nor an island, right, Wiggs? 72 degrees right now, afternoon high of 85. Portland, Maine, one of the great food cities in America, 72, 70% humidity, afternoon high of 77. And on 96.3, our friends at Wellfleet in the Beachcomber right now, 74, cloudy, afternoon high of 76.
Okay. And forecast for the final roadshow looks great.
Perfect.
On Thursday.
Looking very like good. 78 Perfect. When we arrive for the meet and greet Wednesday at the Nassau, and then Thursday morning, 75, gorgeous at the dive at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Excellent restaurant right there at the Nassau, if we want to dine pre-game. So,
still waiting on my per diem.
Are you... Well, you don't get per diem when you don't show up for a road show.
No, that's but I never got it in the beginning
part. Oh, you got to ask for that.
I did ask for it.
I just got mine.
Any kind of last-minute flex required on this road
show? No flexing. Okay. I mean, flexing.
Just a little, like, a hint any time during the last 3 weeks would have been nice.
No, it would have been, but I told you.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
May not make this road show, whatever. Right. I mean, I know I'm soft as a manager. Well, you've told me that many times.
I told Ken. Because I didn't want to say anything, and then maybe I slip up or somebody else slips up and that kind of thing, you know. Then people, you know, you're going to say, oh, well, you know, you're not going to be there Thursday night. And people are like, well, what's going on? You know, people tend to, and I don't know where this comes from. I mean, I'm not like it, but people tend to, when you say, hey, I'm not showing up, people tend to go, hey, why? What's going on? What happened? Everything good? Where you going?
Can you imagine what people felt like when there was no heads up, though?
Right.
And all of a sudden you weren't there?
Right,
people were worried.
But then you don't have to answer. Like if you said to me, hey, I'm not showing up, I'd be like, oh, I bet.
Wiggy, I love you.
I'm telling you, man.
I had your back.
I can't really do it because
Wiggy,
people get to, nope. People get to ask too many questions.
When I left, you dwelled for hours when I was no longer here about going to James's school for his birthday.
Because you said you were going there.
Right. So I gave you, but you're
saying. Well, it was part of the conversation.
No, but that's what I'm saying is that you're saying that you're basically saying that people are punished for being honest when you were the one who was punishing me for being honest.
Well, that is true. I was punishing you. That was on air. See, that's why I wouldn't have brought it up on air because then I'd be like, oh, damn, they're going to be peppering me with questions.
Well, but whether it's.
I plead the fifth, Your Honor.
But whether it's Shime or Courtney or Curtis.
Yes.
You are all over them.
Oh, yeah.
When they dare to take a flex day.
Oh, yeah. Well, they take multiple flex days.
Correct.
I have one flex day and 8 months.
Yeah, nobody's doubting that. It's
That's
more.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, no. I wish that I had the ability to just not worry about taking a flex day that you did. Because
I don't take many.
But as soon as I have one, I'm like, I got to tell Greg, I got to tell Ken, I got to tell everybody, I got to say it on air. Like
because you take a lot of them, see? So I don't have to.
I don't take a lot of them. I take the allotted amount.
Well, texter from Maine says that flexing a road show, because there's only 8 of them, should count as 5 flex days in the 2025 flex tally.
Well, what about flexing a day after a playoff game?
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's happened before.
Who did that?
I will not throw anybody's name out there.
Was it me?
I will not throw anybody's name out there.
Was it me?
I'm not going to say anything, Courtney.
Well, I think somebody also took a flex day the day after the NFL draft, too.
That was me.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
God, why do we always land on Courtney?
I don't care. I don't care anymore. I love my life.
See? There you go. I do is rather than have to deal with it, I just let you know the day before I'm flexing.
But you didn't even let me know.
I let Ken know.
Yeah, but what
He's
about
the
me?
Boss. Courtney, I love you, but...
I was looking forward to...
You're a co-worker.
Yeah, okay. That's
I didn't
want to
let Greg know, because I know that if I let Greg know, then maybe he might ask me something, and I knew I maybe would have slipped up, because I don't want to let Greg down, you know, so it's kind of let me just tell Ken. Ken?
This gets better and better.
It really does.
Guess what? I'm here.
Ken says you did not tell him.
Ken is lying.
I demand Ken.
And I won't say he's lying. Here's what I'll say about Ken.
He's not a person who lies.
No, but clearly he doesn't remember.
He would remember because he had a hotel room booked for you. And it's a road show.
I don't know why he didn't. I think Mitch might have been out there seen me talking to him. Ken got a lot of things going on, so maybe I don't know what it is, but I had a legit 5-minute conversation with him.
I think what he said was that you guys had a conversation a few weeks ago that maybe there was going to be some type of wedding, but that it wasn't like.
See, now that right there you go. He said that. Now I know. Now he knows.
When it came up with the family, did you say at any point, hey, that there's a road show this day? Maybe, you know, maybe you could do it on a different day or whatever.
No, because that's the day that they picked.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Yeah. I can.
If my dad said that to me, I'd laugh. I'd say, LOL.
No, I mean.
Nice try.
Yeah. So it's her and it was my daughter and, you know, her fiance's day. They pick
your son-in-law now.
Yeah. Son-in-law. So, hey, here's whatever day is fine. Don't worry about it. And I told Ken, and that's where he knows, because when he said to you, well, he was talking to me about it. Clearly he knew.
Well, I think he said like that there was no talk about you taking the day though.
Nah, yes there was. I said, "Ken, I'm not going to be able to do that day."
I'm just telling you what he said.
I'm just telling you Ken's got a lot of stuff going on.
I mean, Ken will sit here and tell you that you didn't tell him that.
Either he's lying, blatantly lying cuz he knows I told him, or he just forgot because he might have a lot of stuff.
He's very busy. He's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I lie about some things, but I ain't lying about that.
Especially the past hors d'oeuvres. My God, Ken.
I'm not going to sit there and be like, no.
All right. Well, one final road show.
I'll be there.
And Wiggy will be there.
Yeah.
And it is Thursday on the dive, Lake Winnipesaukee. Get the boats ready. That's the way. I mean, you could get over there, hang in the water. And
it's just hitting me now that you just threw me under the bus like three times in the span of five.
Who?
You did.
I didn't throw you under the bus.
When I literally, everybody was coming at you on Friday and I kept saying, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed because I felt like I was lied to. And Wiggy and I thought were closer than that. And I said, you know, I hope everything's okay. I had your back. And now today you're like, oh, well, somebody's missed this day. And you're talking about me.
Greg, because the only reason why I didn't say you.
But you
Greg,
meant
no,
me.
No, 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 no. Greg said it should count for more. And then I just said, well, other people missed on playoffs. And then Shine brought up draft day.
But why does it always come back to me?
You. Nobody said your name.
But you know it was me.
I didn't know it was you.
Okay.
Could have been Curtis for all I know.
Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable.
I said somebody.
All right. We got to take a break. We will be right back.